Presentation of steps. Today we have a presentation on working step two. I will turn the time over to Claudia for the presentation.
Hi everybody, my name's Claudia and I'm a grateful COSA, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I've decided today about step two, and it's a snapshot. I don't have a picture of my higher power. I have like a snapshot right here, right now at 6:30 on whatever day it is. I have a sort of vague idea of what my higher power is. And tomorrow it'll be different. I'm going to read the answers that I wrote to a couple questions, and I wrote them briefly. But these are the step two booklet questions. And one of them that I want to read is, what does the phrase came to believe mean to me? And I wrote that faith is a process. I will never arrive, but I am always approaching. I also believe that wherever I am in the God process is okay, even when I get confused and angry, what I later think of is a little crazy. It's okay. I am looking at the wealth of my higher power, the corners of his power and love. I am reaching towards the center, and it is a place I will never arrive at. And I got to remember that my theology is written in pencil, always changing. And I always think I get a better understanding of my higher power, and then I find out I have very little understanding at all. And my higher power keeps telling me, but that's okay, but that's okay, but that's okay. And like meeting a person who becomes a lover, I get to know what they're like a little bit, and I start opening up, I start trusting more, that the other person starts trusting more, and love is developed and trust is developed. And I had a real hard time because my trust was so screwed up. It was either I would trust somebody immediately and tell them my whole life story and lend them $1,500, or I would not trust, you know, other people I would not trust at all and know that they were going to screw me over. And I had to learn to be more healthy about trust to really work a second step. I had to allow my higher power to prove that he was trustworthy. And I do that with something called a blessing book. I mean, one of the ways I do that is a blessing book. Every time something happens and I think, my God, I think that's my higher power, because I think miracles are God's way of remaining anonymous, and our coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. And when I see a coincidence today, and it sometimes it just has my higher power signature on it, and I know, and those are the times I want to keep a record of. So I'll take a blessing book, a pretty journal usually, and I'll write the date, and I'll write down something like, I was broke. I had no money for rent and for food, and for the last three, chokes me up, and for the last 3 months I've been making a deal with my higher power. If you pay the mortgage this month, I'll pay the rent. Or I'll pay the bills, and we would switch off every time. And I was driving home from a meeting one night, and I had no money for rent, and I had no money for food, and I cried all the way home, and I pulled into my driveway, and I said, God, I don't have anything. You're going to have to do it all. And I felt so much shame about that. And so I got out of the car, and I went right to my mailbox, and I pulled out my mail, and there was a $1,700 check from Child Support, and that $1,700 was, they had screwed up. They had raised the Child Support pretty substantially, but they had forgotten to send it on to me, and they sent it all in one fell swoop, 5 minutes after I said, you're going to have to do it all. And when I tell my higher power, you're going to have to do it all, danged if he doesn't do it all. And I write it down in my blessing book, and then a time will come by, and it'll be, oh, no, I'm never going to get out of this. There is no solution to this. There is no answer. And I pull out my blessing book, and I read of the time, and I remember of the time when I didn't have the rent money, and I didn't have the bill money, but my higher power did. And when I read pages and pages and pages of proof that my higher power is trustworthy, I start trusting them. And I start believing in them. I'm going to read another question. Question number 7 says, when I look back on my past, do I see any of my spiritual beliefs or practices as having added to my insanity? And I wrote, what about, and then the question continues, what about my other beliefs? Which ones? And I wrote, wow, great questions. I was for so long abused by religion. The God I believed in, mother first, and then the guy with the beard in heaven, disapproved of me, judged me harshly, maybe even hated me. So I was unsafe, unloved, and unwanted. Other beliefs developed. The two core beliefs that have done me the most damage were, number one, I am screwed, that the worst possible outcome will happen, that I will be homeless, alone, well, that about covers it. And then two, I am bad, and not just enough, but bad. I've recently identified my deepest fear that I would be alone, and I would be bad, because I was bad. And then I wrote, fear has ruled my life because of these core beliefs, and I could not let you know who I was. When I was a kid, I decided that if I went to heaven, if I went to hell, everyone would know every bad thing I'd ever done. I was like 7, and I was like, oh, my God, I cannot go to hell. So I was really, really good until I realized that I had heard that in heaven you know everything. So everybody would know every bad thing I did. I was screwed either way, you know. And I could not develop a God with that, a relationship with that higher power that I had then. And when I came into recovery, somebody said something about firing their higher power, and I thought, this is a concept I can work with. And I would roar into the meetings, and I would flop myself into a chair, and people would look at me, and I'd say, oh, I fired my higher power. And I would fire him over and over and over, and just a few days later, I would rehire him, and I'd rehire him with the idea that apparently he was probably mortified because I fired him, and he was now kinder or more gentle or more loving. And it took firing him, I don't know, probably thousands of times. I mean, I said I fired him maybe 10 times in meetings. But over the years, it seems like every day I fire that old misunderstanding of my higher power, and I exchange it for a higher power that's a little more loving, a little more giving. I've heard that if it's good, it's God. And so if I move from good to better, I've got to be getting closer to the center, like I said in my reading. And I am so far away from the center of understanding my higher power. But I also have to count on something. As I search for my higher power, I have to remember that as I am seeking my higher power is seeking me. And that was so powerful when I came to believe that. And at one point when I didn't know, sometimes I doubt. I just doubt that I have any clue about the nature of my higher power, or whether there is a higher power. And an author that I love says that the opposite of faith is not doubt, it's certainty. It's okay for me to say, you know what, I wonder if there really is a God. And even though I have all this proof in this blessing book, I can go there these days. And the good news is that I go there for a while, and then my higher power kind of comes and waves in my face and says, "Hi there, how you doing?" And reveals himself to me in the words of friends or words at a meeting or a billboard or a bumper sticker or a feeling of peace. Once, probably 30 years ago, I felt the sun on my cheek, and I knew it was my higher power. And I knew because my mood went from miserable and hopeless to loved. I just felt loved. And I felt this huge peace that comes only from my higher power, only from my higher power. And when I hear words sometimes, I change and I remember the words. The first time I believe my higher power ever spoke to me, The first time I remember my higher power ever speaking to me, I was sitting in church, and my higher power speaks to me even in church, but not lately. And I was really upset because a friend of mine had gotten killed in a bicycle accident, not a motorcycle, but a bicycle accident. And I was cussing out my higher power. And I was very sad and very angry at the same time. And I heard very clearly in my head, you know, nothing is better for thee than me, like out of the oatmeal commercial. And that's been another core belief that I've used to replace those old core beliefs of I am screwed and I am bad. Nothing is better for thee than me. And sometimes I don't understand what that means, but I go back to it over and over and over again. Nothing is better for thee than me. I used to think that my God was a God of protection. And I've got the blessing book, like I said, and I've got proof that God protects me. But today I'm not so sure. I was driving down the highway, coming back from that same Friday night meeting where I cried all the way home. And I saw a car, and the passenger side of the car had been sheared off from trunk to hood. And I thought immediately, wow, if God didn't protect those people, that car, that accident, he didn't protect me. That's not his job. Maybe that's why babies die, and maybe that's why there was a Holocaust. Maybe it's just because it's not my higher power's business that there's some reason he can't. Maybe he's all loving and all good, but not all powerful. And that was something I could deal with, but not being protected, I couldn't deal with that. And I heard again, nothing is better for thee than me. Sorry. And I haven't figured those two beliefs out yet, that God doesn't protect, but that nothing is better for thee than me. But I know that means for me that whatever my higher power brings to my life, it's even better than protection. And for somebody that lived in fear and needed nothing but security, the fact that somebody could be better than protection, could be better than security, could be better than knowing I was getting my next meal or my next boyfriend or my next job or whatever I thought I needed. I don't have to be alone today because I have a higher power that rocks. I don't understand what my higher power looks like. I don't always understand how it communicates with me. But I understand for the first time that I am loved. I held my son in my arms when I was 32 years old, and I felt unconditional love for him for the first time, and I've come to understand that love that I felt for my son is only a shadow of the love that my higher power feels for me. And there is nothing that my son could do that could make me not love him. And there is nothing that I could do that my higher power would not, that would make my higher power stop loving me. All right. So how do I work step two? I do the blessing book, and I talk to my higher power. Even if I don't believe in my higher power, I talk to my higher power, and I spend some time listening. I have a real hard time sitting in meditation. So for a while, a long while, I did a 9-minute meditation. I wrote for 3 minutes. I sat still for 3 minutes, and I wrote again for 3 minutes. I was always amazed at how wise I got with 3 minutes of silence. I would just write on a problem I had or a hurt that I had or a heartache that I had. And in the silence, I would gain wisdom and I would gain love and I would be able to see that problem, that heartache, with new eyes. And that's what my higher power is about. Maybe he doesn't protect me. But he guides me, he speaks to me, and he loves me. And if somebody is speaking to me and loving me, I can get through anything. I am bulletproof. I have 8 minutes left, and I'm not sure what to do with them. What about prayer? My prayer has changed. It has changed from Our Father who art in heaven to God, I am so pissed at you, or You rock today. I could not believe the mountains. Or what am I going to say to her? She's crying. Anything. Anything that I would say to a person, I can say to my higher power. And if I'm quiet, sometimes he answers and sometimes the phone rings and sometimes I get a letter and my higher power comes at me from all different directions. If you do not have a higher power, consider trying to get a higher power that doesn't look like the higher power you don't believe in. Ask yourself, who is the higher power I don't believe in? Is it the old guy with the beard? Consider other people's higher power. Consider the group, good, orderly direction. Consider nature. Consider something that is bigger and kinder and more loving than the higher power you used to believe in. That's all I got. I love you. Bye, Fusan.
Thanks, Claudia.
Have a great one.
Thanks. Thank you.
I needed to share.